Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Jonathan Schenzer, Executive Director of Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Syria. The news is that Turkey, Erdogan heading up Turkey, is supplying the so-called Syrian government, headed by former al-Qaeda operatives, one named al-Shara, supplying them with weapon systems. We have other odd reports as well, but that's enough. Jonathan, Erdogan, it is no secret, sponsored the push into Damascus by a former al-Qaeda-linked outfit, HTS, out of Idlib. The Erdogan and his MIT, that state security, continue to support these former al-Qaeda members in some fashion, food, fuel, whatever. But now they're weapon systems. No one is ready to pretend that Syria is a standalone sovereign state. The Turkey army to the north, the Israeli army to the south, the Russian military to the west, the American military and their Kurdish allies to the east. So why is Erdogan making this step? Who does he intimidate with this?
Well, I think there are a couple things we need to understand, John. First is from the very outbreak of the Syrian civil war back in 2011, it was the Erdogan regime that was supplying the jihadists, that's including the Nusra Front, the al-Qaeda affiliate group, which went on to become HTS. It also included ISIS and other dangerous terrorist organizations. So Erdogan's been doing this for quite some time. He was doing it under the table. He was doing it surreptitiously. Now that the HTS government has entrenched itself in Syria, now that it has ousted the Assad regime, I think Erdogan is feeling more confident that the HTS government is going to be slowly but surely accepted by the international community. And so for Erdogan, I think there is very little downside for him to provide this support. I think you're going to see him do this slowly and pick up steam over time. But really what he's going to do is he's going to try to make Syria as inhospitable to the Kurdish groups that he has been fighting with over the years, specifically the YPG, as it's known. This is an organization that is associated with the PKK. The PKK, of course, being the Kurdish terrorist group that operates primarily in Turkey's east. I think this is ultimately the goal here. I think Erdogan wants to maintain a tight grip on what the Kurds do, how they express their nationalist aspirations, and certainly wants to crack down on that non-state violence that he has dealt with, although admittedly sporadically over the years. I think, though, that there's more to the story. I do think that Erdogan, if you watched over recent days, he's actually called for Israel to be destroyed. He continues to use Israel as a means to whip up popular support in Turkey, even as millions of people have taken to the streets to protest Erdogan's authoritarian style of government. But he has basically tried to turn on the spigot here. He's tried to deflect this anger toward Israel. That seems to be working. And I think the closer he can draw his forces to Israel and perhaps even bare his teeth at the Israelis, this may placate his base. Quite scary for Israelis to watch.
Jonathan, is there any indication that the Russians or the Americans are going to leave their deployment in Syria, or are they camped there in a failed state?
Well, right now, the fate of the Russians is very much in doubt. They had a number of bases. They had a warm water port in the town of Tartus on the Mediterranean. Right now, that is all up in the air. A lot of it is going to be determined by Erdogan and Putin hashing this out and likely coming up with some kind of a new arrangement, perhaps one where there is remuneration involved for Syria or for the Erdogan government itself. As for the U.S., we still have our deployment in Tanf, which is along the border with Iraq and Jordan. It's a crucial place for American forces to be if the goal is to sustain a modicum of stability in the Middle East. But it's unclear whether Donald Trump is going to want to stay the course. There are certainly isolationists within his government that are counseling against such a move. It will be, I think, a very consequential decision coming up by the Trump administration about whether to leave or not, especially as we see the Russians trying to get back in. That should be a message to Trump that we do not want to leave this country, a strategic country in the Middle East. We don't want to leave it without having at least someone there, at least as a proxy.
We have about a minute. There's a headline on the Times of Israel, Qatargate. The allegations are that members of the prime minister's office received money for favorable treatment of Qatar. Qatar is everywhere with its cash, Jonathan. And it's always in all the negotiations, it's always sponsoring some peace talk. Is it more dangerous with it than without it?
I have to say, John, and we are looking at Qatari influence everywhere right now. In Israel, there's now reports of journalists receiving money. There are reports of advisors to the Israeli prime minister being involved with Qatari agents who are spreading money around the country. In some ways, it was designed to bolster the image of Qatar. In some ways, it was designed to bolster or rather to weaken the image of Egypt. But either way, this is not a good sign. The Qataris have been buying off influence in Europe, the United States, and far beyond that. And we want to see them have less of an influence in democratic countries, not more.
Jonathan Shanzer, he's traveling. He's in the Middle East. He's the executive director of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's Product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.